Rain stays in the forecast as we approach this upcoming week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Update, focusing, as always at this time of year, on harvest, and it is brought to you by Beacon Credit Union. I have rain in the forecast. It's interesting because normally at this time of year, we don't want rain. Everybody's talking about how, Ryan, give me some dry windows of opportunity. And this year, as we've started harvest off, it's been so dry that moisture in crops that are coming off is way low. Almost everybody that I talk to is saying, yep, I would be fine if you are right and correct and we get rain all week long this coming week. We will take it. I'm not sure how long it will be until we get complaints back, but we will see. Let's talk through this forecast. It does have some moisture in it. Over the weekend, we start the same way we finished off this past week, and that is warm and dry. But radar picture will show you here today that we've got moisture sitting just to our west. Illinois picking up some scattered showers. Those will try and work in here, but running into this very dry core of air, I think most of them evaporate. If you're in western tier counties, watch for the odd shower today. Now, as we go through the overnight tonight into tomorrow, I do think we see significant precipitation potential trying to come together. Initially, it's just light stuff for your Sunday, but then as we get into the overnight Sunday night through Monday time frame, a reinforcing surge comes in from the west and more so southwest, and that gives us good opportunity through the day on Monday. I think Sunday, Monday combined, we can see anywhere from a tenth to almost 1 inch of moisture. The higher end of the range will come down to thunderstorms. Problem is, I don't see many thunderstorms here. Going into Tuesday, we see clouds linger and probably a few additional scattered showers trying to come back, especially Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night. Wednesday is the day this upcoming week that I believe is going to be fully dry. However, I also think there's going to be plenty of clouds around. We're not going to bake it right back with sunshine. Overnight Wednesday night, Thursday, strong area of low pressure slowly meandering through the Missouri boot heel and into Kentucky in the lower Ohio Valley gets going. That will trigger on again, off again showers and thunderstorms. That low wants to go more north northeast, running from the boot heel of Missouri into the Flint, Saginaw, Michigan area, probably as we move from Thursday to Saturday. So that right there is going to give us a track for moisture through next Friday. An additional half to 1 inch can fall combined out of those 2 days, and then we start to dry things down later Saturday afternoon through Sunday and into the next week. That following week is going to start dry Monday and Tuesday, but overnight Tuesday night, Wednesday, we have a frontal boundary coming through, could bring some strong rains, especially to southern Indiana. That's just as we're starting off the month of October. Behind it, we're cool and a chance for more rain late that week, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'm Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.